Let's go. Baby shark, dude. 3, 2, 1, let's go.
Okay, wait, are these the high ones?
What, the high ones?
The high ones?
You said the stronger ones.
That's White Claw. I couldn't find them. I stopped at two different gas stations on my way here looking for White Claw Surge.
You brought one of those to us.
The archery event.
When we went to the archery event.
I brought four of those. Mm.
We haven't done a podcast since before the archery event.
It's been 2 weeks.
We haven't even talked about the archery event or anything.
Oh, it was the archery event. It was a week. Then you both were gone, like, doing your jobs or having fun.
So lame.
Welcome to Unsubscribe. A word from our sponsor, Brewed in Texas.
Oh, no. Okay, so like...
Have you ever wanted agave lime original and something brewed in Texas? Well, look at... Wait, this is the wrong one. Never mind. We're on the wrong... This is... Never mind. If you don't want this ranch water, look to our sponsor that's not here right now.
Sponsor.
And drink their
Lone
River ranch water. Well,
whoever sends us the most ranch water
wins this battle of ranch
though,
water.
Though, Carback ranch water is pretty good.
We do have a price, though. If whoever
it's
has
not high. It's a very low no, rate. Yeah.
Very low bar there.
As a matter of fact, it's not even money. It's just alcohol.
Really low. Here.
Okay, but is it Carback or Carbatch? Carbach?
Carbock.
Ditch ass.
I like it. Car bitch ass.
Yeah.
Yo, car bitch ass, range water. All right. Well, guys, you're home.
We did it.
The guys, welcome. Batty Streams, Donut Boppinator, Eli. Oh my God, somebody.
Eli controlled pear.
Somebody just had. I posted that story of that dude. Someone was like, look, I seen Eli double tap. Or my twin.
Oh, it's like that guy. But he was like bigger.
And one dude, the best reply I got from that DM, oh, that's Eli single tap dot dot dot. I was like, okay, touche, you got me, bro.
Oh, make shit.
Dude, I posted an Instagram story yesterday, 2 days ago, because Paladin Coatings, they finished working on my Tavor 7, my Tavuwu,
yeah,
as I call it now.
Oh, so good.
They finished it, and I was like, I need to post a story about this, but I wanted to put like some anime hentai sound, some like porn sound in the background of it. So I did it. I just was on Instagram scrolling through the sounds, and I just wrote hentai or some shit. And I just scrolled through. I found the most like the one that had like the like a normal start, and then it immediately went into like moaning. And I put a big old sound on. I'm like, guys, you're gonna love this new gun. Check out this thing. You're gonna hear me talking about it. And it's just immediately into like porn sounds, like super loud.
Oh my God. You have now given me the idea of how I'm going to do gun stuff. I'm going to just do it in post where I'm like, guys, check out how this trigger pulls.
But I got so many DMs of people like, bro, come on. My mom heard that. Yeah. And just being like, dude, now my wife's looking at me funny. What are you doing?
Listen how smooth this operation is. Daddy?
Dude, I just thought of something. The Devore's got a slap handle like an MP5. Yeah. I should have had him put fucking like something like daddy like right above the slap, the charging hand.
Oh, for that slap, like, yeah. With a peach emoji. Yeah. Just that peach.
Oh my God.
Senpai.
And
so.
Well, this is a great start. I'm already enjoying this one. We're recording, right?
Oh no. Yeah, of course. Okay. We
had that happen before.
No, we've always recorded. It just shut off immediately.
Poopied. Yeah.
That was a good time. Right, we love when that happens. Hi, everyone. Welcome. We're actually back to Nerd Talk. We have a list of stuff for depending on how much time we have today.
Murder Brandon.
Scratch that one out.
Don't Batty, tell him.
Batty scratched off all the ones about him. We're going to do an intervention today. Apparently, that's not happening.
Stop it. Get some help.
I don't even drink that much.
All right, so we haven't done a podcast in 3 weeks, 2 weeks, something like that.
It's 2 weeks minimum. It's
2 weeks minimum. We had the Total Archery Challenge that one weekend. That was super cool.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, we had the Adaptive Athletes Archery Challenge, which is where a bunch of disabled veterans came out who were missing arms and legs and stuff and shot archery, and it was amazing. That was a really cool event. And then we kind of just we got to working. You did something super cool.
I gotta go and hang out with like BJ. Dude, we did the music video, which you guys, Memorial music video, you guys came for that. Had super a really cool. Good
I teared up listening to the full song.
So that was Danny Warsnott was singing, and then Matt wrote the song, right?
Yeah, so they, Matt there Jared, well. Yeah, there like was chorus-y. Jared. Yeah, there was, so the, like they had a like co-write the song itself, and then it was like ideation for how we filmed the music video and what the music video is. We came to that conclusion. We found the bar, and then we knocked that out like back to back to back. I think that was the first shoot where you get to see like director Matt, director Eli. You like, and it's like, oh, this is how we operate everything. And it was probably a little bit of drinking because we were at a real bar.
Yeah.
And we wanted to capture the real image of veterans having a good time memorializing their buddies. So
I was sober at 11 a.m. Absolutely sober.
And then we got there.
11:30. I was not.
It was a music video. And we had like all of our friends there who were veterans. It was super cool. He drank out of Crispy's leg.
Not his his it's his his prosthetic. We can clear that up.
Oh Lord! But we just hung out at that bar and Bernie all day and drank and sang and filmed. Time. It was good. I can't wait for that music video to come out.
It looks so good. It's fucking so fucking good. So we're getting that done. Then we went and filmed, literally we wrapped that, started getting that edit done. That's after Thanks Texans Don't Say. And then we're going right into the commercial and for BRCC with BJ Baldwin. BJ Baldwin announcement video plus commercial for subscription for BRCC. So it was like all stacked together.
You did all that while you guys were out there?
Yeah, that's what the little birds, miniguns, having a good time. BJ ripping around in
miniguns.
That Baja. Just a tuned down
that picture of the fucking truck sideways with Matt. Like,
if you want the most terror. Okay. BJ does that anytime. He can flip those on his sides no matter what and just drive like that. The BJ is just like, yeah, I can get a side. Whoop, whoop, whoop. And it's a whoop, and every time. So, it is the most absolute sketch thing to watch. And now I have my favorite quote ever from BJ. Is it's like, well, it's broke, but it can't go more broke, so let's do it two more times. So I'm like, it can't get more broke? What? So after we filmed the last, like, he goes like this big. Like loop left, then loop right, and then hard cut, and then it's about to roll, and then catches it, and he's just like, and he drives it sideways on the two wheels on those razors. And he can just keep it going, and he just tells everyone else, because there's also Jared.
What the fuck?
Bro, it's the most sketch thing to watch, if you can ever watch. I was like, action. Is he going to flip it? I don't know.
Matt's going to die.
All I can think of is Matt had his head out the window. I'm just waiting for it to like drop down. And Matt face off a bar, and just like, his beautiful teeth are gone.
And then I'm like yelling at like not Ronnie, Kurt to get closer. I'm like, get closer to the vehicle, because Kurt's like driving.
Kurt was sketch. Driving.
He's so sketch. Driving in the truck. I was like, get closer, Kurt. Fucking pull it over until I say stop. He's like, I'm holding Gallagher's leg. I'm like, Matt, ready, action. Say the line, repeat. Okay, do it again. Like, all while this is happening. We do like 3 or 4 takes. And then after the last one, we stop the vehicle. It's making weird sounds. And we look at the wheel hub, and the wheel hub's kinked in. He's like, oh, that's why I was driving weird on its side. We're like, that's when he was like, oh, well, you can't get more broke.
I mean, the wheel could break.
I know.
Like, the wheel could just collapse. Like, the hubcap just rolls, and the wheel comes, and the tire.
Dude, when we did that fucking side by side with, you know, how the vehicle was like, BJ like pulls up and stops right in front of Matt and them. Mm-hmm. Like that fucking,
yeah.
He does the parallel park right in front of him.
I haven't seen it, so I don't. I've seen the little pictures you posted.
Did you see my story?
No, I must have missed the video part. I only saw a couple photos. I didn't see any of the action.
So he parallel
parks. Looks scary.
Right. Yeah, he's going like 30, 40, and then he just whips it and then parallel parks right in front of them. First time, he didn't tell him he was doing that. They're like, wah! They just backwards. And he stops perfect. But every time we were like, hey, camera's going to be right here. Land right, your head right here. Matt and JT's shoulders, they're going to be right here. He will hit that every fucking time. Like through a full 180 parallel park, and you're like, holy shit, dude. BJ, you're fucking talented. And that's the down tube trophy truck at 800 horsepower, 850 horsepower.
Down tuned.
Yes. The normal one's at 1,300 horsepower.
Jeez.
Yeah.
But he just has that much control over something like that.
So good. And it's fucking hilarious. Crazy. The little bird. Then we're like getting footage of the little birds from the other little bird. BJ's ripping through the thing. He's also doing full 360s while driving straight. So he'll just rip it, do a 360, catch it, and then keep going. So it's just... And at that moment, I was like, God, I need a new job. I hate what I do for a living. It's right. Depression.
Now I have to get in a little bird.
Guys, seriously?
I play games on a computer.
I mean, I kind of do.
A little bit.
Yeah, but you also... Then you also... You like... that little... Three, six...
Can we just talk about Batty's little... Alfalfa in the front right now.
Oh man, so cute. Some of it didn't make it into the bun. There we go.
Oh, that's what I know. It was so good though.
I can't wait for that to be a thing.
Jeebus. But it was good, man. We had a really good time. People showed. They knew because we had the vehicles parked in front of the hotel before we got there, and then. It where we were was like a small podunk ass town outside of El Paso, like an hour and a half. This is as country as it fucking gets. And we'd get back at 9 p.m. and there would be like a lot of people at this hotel bar. And we're like, that's weird. And they'd be like, oh my God. And you're like, ah. And they'd be like, we waited here since 6 p.m. for you guys to
Holy
show up.
Shit.
And like, holy fuck, you guys are like dedicated to the cause. And then there was a lot of drinking and you know, just memories.
Or lack thereof.
Lack thereof.
Yep.
You were out in fucking Florida doing stuff.
Yeah, I just went to Key West.
Yeah, just went to Key West.
I just wanted to go to Key West for a week. I didn't
sunburn this time though.
I didn't go to the beach or anything. I drank the entire 5 days I was there and went to restaurants I wanted to see and visited friends I made there last time. Shout out to Paul and Crystal from the First Legal Key West Rum Distillery. They were awesome people. They had us to their house, and it was cool. I got a cock. You guys see my cock right there?
Dude, that is a nice
I'm cock. Actually super Thank mad you. You got a cock tattoo before yeah. I did.
Because, like, chickens rule the island there, and they're endangered, so you can't, like, touch them. Yeah, you can't fuck with them. Shit. Yeah, so there's chickens, and there's more roosters than, like, actual little hens and shit everywhere.
It's a fucking...
They fight you, too, man. You walk too close to them, they're just like... And they fucking jump on you and try to.
And you can't kick them.
Like, you can't do anything. They're endangered. You'll get like a big old fine.
I'm just getting like Legend of Zelda flashbacks of just throwing chickens.
Yeah, and then they go
the horde shoot, comes. Shoot, shoot. left for dead happens. You're like no.
It's like I wonder if that's in this Zelda game. Yup, it's in all of them.
It's in all of them too. You can't fuck with the chickens.
That's fucking great. And then Batty, you just played video games. Hmm.
That's it. Yeah, I was bored. I didn't do fuck all my I streamed yep.
How far?
Oh, I got
what?
Did I get a tattoo? I might have got a tattoo. Wait,
you got the Pokemons.
I'm getting the first color sessions tomorrow.
Yeah, but actually. People don't even know about your Pokemon.
Yeah, I have it. I'm starting like my leg sleeve, a pant leg. I don't know what the fuck do you call a leg
it's
sleeve.
Pantalone.
A pantalones.
Panties.
Uno Pantalone.
You got Gyarados.
Two Gyaradoses and two Magikarp. I have a shiny Gyarados and a shiny Magikarp and a regular Gyarados and a regular Magikarp with like a traditional Japanese like wave and water style kind of wrapping my whole leg.
And then Psyduck.
I mean, the outline looks sick already. I'm yeah. Excited. I can't wait. Psyduck. Did you get Psyduck?
No.
You should get Psyduck on your side dick.
He's staring at me like this.
And you're like, did I get Psyduck? You start looking. Batty starts questioning. He's like, wait, did I get Psyduck? Who remember?
Yeah, you remember? Corinne did it over at Ink.
Yeah, she's phenomenal. She's super talented. What's the name
of the shop? I don't know. You've gone there several times.
This is your shout out.
Golden Ink and Gold.
Golden something?
Wow, you're just messing
it ivory
up.
Ivory and Gold. Got it. There it is.
Is it Ivory and Gold?
Yeah.
You remember? You
sure? Don't fucking look at me like that.
Welcome to, shout out to my sponsor, NF Guns. They make the SCAB 17. It shoots a 7.62. I'm just trying to think of my gun manual. I'm like,
I've literally watched you forget your own sponsors. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but not.
We all do.
During it.
Because you cut it.
Yeah. Which we won't on this one.
Cut the nope. dumb.
No, wait, dumb. Okay, do dumb. Not cut the dumb.
Missed this entire joke. No, this is a skit now.
Jesus. You remember Will talking about how you get a wiener tattoo? They have to wrap it around a popsicle stick
yeah.
and twist it until the skin is taut and so they can get a good needle on it.
Will was telling us about this. And it.
Well, I was going to say, if you get a side duck tattoo on your wiener, you got a side dick then. So just throwing that out there, baddie.
I have to get my side hoe tattoo, but I love... Wait, okay, wait, okay, rewind. So, again, with the popsicle stick, go yeah. on.
So, like, the skin is soft and you can't tattoo it, so they have mm-hmm. to, like, take the tip and put it on a popsicle stick.
And
they
roll your roll, dick.
They roll it so the skin is, you know, tight, nice and tight, so that they
I
can...
I mean, I guess you could probably be hard, but it'd probably be hard
I don't
to
even think
be
they
hard.
Could... Yeah, yeah, unless you're, like, a real, like, really into that pain. Kind of stuff.
That's so fucking
owie.
God.
Yeah. Because it was when Will was tattooing the back of your head. I was like, Will, you ever... tattooed a wiener, man? And he explained the whole thing to us. And
I just
like,
tattooed
wow.
a fat girl on my dick, so when I get hard, she's in shape.
Oh, my.
I mean, it makes sense. Think, like...
Yeah. I don't know if that's how that works.
I think that's how it works.
That's how that works. Holy fuck.
How far are you on Ghost? Have you played Ghost at all?
I haven't
all?
Touched it.
Sushi okay. Ghost?
Yeah, I haven't touched it, actually.
I haven't either. We talk about it. We've been talking about it for like three podcasts now, I think.
I'm right on at three, I think.
What? Like?
I'm right at the last act of that game.
It's that long?
It's a long game.
And you've been playing the shit out of it, too.
I do all the fucking side quests, Donut. Do you know how many side... He will tell you how many side quests. You just get lost. You're like, I'm going to just walk over here.
You're walking to a quest, and then you see a little bird. And you're like,
yeah, the birds bring you to new areas, and like
the birds bring you to more quests, and then you get to that quest, and you do that quest, and as you're working on that quest, you see another quest, and then you see a fox, and you gotta chase the fox
because they take you someplace else, and you're like, fuck, okay, well I gotta go see this one.
Next thing you've picked up 8 more side quests, trying to finish one side quest, and as well as the main mission, you got.
I found one of the hardest bosses I have ever fought. You know the okay, I don't think you're this far, but. You remember Caleb talking about the 6 Ronin you have to fight?
The different Ronin, yeah.
And then you have to find the main Ronin mm-hmm. after that. That main Ronin's...
He's a tough cookie.
He's a doozy?
I was intoxicated spicy. That night too, trying to do that fight. That was... I died so many times the game asked, it's like, do you want to put it in easy mode? Like, fuck you, man! No, I don't want easy mode! Turn that shit off.
You calling me a bitch?
How dare you! Dude, the disrespect.
I know. I was like, this game knows how bad I am right now. And an hour later, I won. It was, bro, that was one of the first fights. I was like, man, this is on hard. Like, this is a challenge. On
what if I didn't play? Oh, my God. I've been addicted to Pokemon Go again. Like, bad. Like,
I ran into you that one day downtown. You were playing Pokemon Go. I just walked into Batty down at the farmer's market in San Antonio, and he was like, Pokemoning it up, man.
It was a community day, which means lots of stuff happens.
Speaking of Pokemon.
Pokemon Snap came out.
Pokemon Snap came out.
3 days ago? I don't know what day it is.
It just came out. Within the past 48 hours, I believe.
Something like that.
Something like that.
I need to play it.
I want to play it so bad.
I haven't even seen screenshots of the motherfucker.
So I watched a little bit of it so far, and it's like you're playing the OG, but with better graphics.
Mm.
You're on rails. You can spin. The cool thing is it's on the Switch, and the Switch has its motion shit.
Mm-hmm.
As you're sitting there and you have your
because you can...
You're looking around. It's kind of got that...
It's right up your alley,
VR
dude.
Or like AR augmented reality.
It's augmented reality.
It's not because it's not in augmenting your reality, but you still have motion tracking for your camera.
That's
so you'd
cool.
be on the couch and you have like your joystick, your left and right bumpers to rotate a little bit, but you can also just full on... spin around as it's on the track. You have the apples you can fucking throw like in the old one to try to make special events happen. And there's like a chain of islands. There's little missions and things you gotta do. It's actually like really, I'm fiending to play it.
Because you said it's sitting on your couch right
it's
now.
It's literally
right?
in my Switch on my couch right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Oh man. Is it a remake or is it?
No, not a remake. It's okay. like a new
whole new thing.
Snap.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to.
Not even a oh god. Oh,
I'm going
there's
to.
There's so much new shit. There. I. You know what?
I'm going to Target right after this podcast. I know. Getting that bitch.
I literally bought. I was at Target. I don't know what the fuck I was buying at Target, but like, I was just walking and I was like, oh, Snap Display. I wonder if it's supposed to be coming out soon. Then I look, I'm like, oh, those are games and cases. It's out.
I will say.
Immediately bought it,
dude. The Snap is or the Switch is the only system I still buy the cartridge for, so I don't download it.
I've downloaded some stuff just because I'm a lazy piece of shit, but I still have more Switch like cartridge games
because
than
you
want to
be able to
other consoles.
You want to be able to save it and then have that like oh you
it's
can
like,
borrow
it's like
this.
A Nintendo DS or like a Game Boy. Like I still have like 40 Nintendo DS games, 3DS games, whatever. Like all my different Pokemon games. Like I still buy all those cartridges. Mm-hmm. I have like Octopath Traveler was a fucking awesome game.
I haven't beat that.
It's good.
Did you beat it?
I'm almost done.
I don't know what that is. Octopath Traveler.
It's like a little.
JRPG.
JRPG. There's okay. Kind of like Final Fantasy or Dragon Quest, whatever.
Yeah, Final Fantasy, like.
Tactics.
You're like 3 through 6, like mm-hmm. OG. But it is.
It's got a great story. Holy fuck.
Pretty hard, too.
It's not easy.
Mm-mm. I just like it. It's the pinnacle of JRPGs when it's like your little sprites show up and you're like talking to another sprite. And the guy's like, you're stolen from me. And you're like, I didn't steal shit. This is mine. And it's like boss battle, and that little sprite guy that you're talking to turns into like a 30-foot human jack. And you're like, what the fuck? Why am I not fighting his sprite? He looks way cooler.
It's like, why did he get bigger, but I'm still the same?
Yeah, fuck. And you're still like 5 foot. You're me. Just like swinging the sword.
5 foot, real quick. Yeah. You're 5 foot.
That's what everyone. 5 foot. Everyone's like, Eli, you're 5 foot. I'm like,
what picture? There was a picture. It was of me and you, and I can't remember his name. Outlaw. Outlaw. He's on my Twitch channel all the time. He was at the archery event, and he wanted to take a picture with us. And it's me and Outlaw, both six. And he's like 6'2". I'm 6'1". And then you're in between us like. You're like barely shoulder height. Oh, my God. I was talking about that on stream the other night. It was fucking amazing. Everyone's like, man, he's.
Oh, dude, speaking of that, John Dudley is a giant human being. Knock on TV.
John is, I was
he's
surprised.
Huge. But then Robert Oberst showed up with Bill Goldberg to the archery event.
The Goldberg.
And I thought, I thought John Dudley was a big guy, but then Robert Oberst is like that much taller than him. And Robert's head is like this big around.
Dude, it's a pumpkin.
Yeah, he's so big.
It's like a pumpkin attached on a boulder.
Well, I invited him out there, and I didn't know he was going to bring fucking Goldberg. I walk outside, and I'm like, hey, it's Rob. And then, wait, that guy looks super familiar beside him.
You used to spear people?
Yeah, you speared people a lot.
You did like 130 fights undefeated?
Yeah, that was super cool, though.
Dude, I love Crunch. I haven't had one in
candy
so long.
And where'd those come from? Did John, I'm surprised John didn't eat them.
He probably missed those ones.
I brought them.
You probably missed those. Mm. He smells them when we open them.
He comes out like a rat.
Runs out, he attacks Maddie. It's a face hugger.
Oh my lord.
But we had a good time that event. We met Baddie 2.0.
Oh yeah. At the Total Archery Challenge party
Billy
that first
Earl,
night.
Billy Earl.
Right? We were all tagging him. That made his night.
Yeah. We found a guy
he
that
still makes posts and tags me in them, and I'm
that's
like
so funny.
I'm like, man. Some the Black Rifle main post though.
Oh, I know. On Twitter, the Black
Rifle. Like, wait.
Wait a minute. Yeah, we found this dude that looked very similar, like very similar to Batty. And so we were all taking pictures with him, but tagging Batty in it. And we were like, we're having a great time here with Batty.
And then, fucked up because
by similar, we say a red beard and blonde hair.
Yeah.
And he was wearing a party shirt.
Oh,
he
yeah.
Was. Like,
yeah.
I always wear my Hawaiian shirts. Me and Cody literally changed into the Hawaiian shirts right before we left for it. Get there, and everyone's like, we're hanging out with other Batty.
Living the dream. Oh my god, it's that's so good, good.
And then the Black Rifle Coffee, the main Twitter page, put a picture of other Batty up there. I was like, just saying,
other Batty. Yeah,
it's like tagging him in.
His name was Billy. I'm like, hey man, you need to change your shit to Batty Earl.
Batty 2.0. Batty 2.0.
Oh man.
Now transition. We have Donut into Invincible without doing spoilers.
Yeah, it's still fairly new. It's not spoiled.
Spoiled.
I think we kind of spoiled it the first episode a little in a previous podcast when we first talked about
it. No, we said it went hard. It's a we said it's a 90. It's a, like a fucking
180.
90, yeah,
it's not a 90. Turn. It's 180.
It's still a hard turn. 90 is like a.
I know, but here, the show did not do a 90. It didn't take a right turn. It flipped its shit on its ass and went backwards. Yeah. It was.
And it's not really like so. This is a show. It's a
Amazon Prime.
Yeah, on Amazon Prime, Invincible. It's really good. And they were talking about it for like months. Like, gotta watch it. And I finally watched six episodes in a row last night. And they're 45 minutes long, so I binged the shit out of it. And it's not like anime style either. It's like
straight
Batman.
Western. It's like Batman, yeah. It's like modern Batman. Batman Beyond. Yeah, all that stuff. It's like that. And it's like, oh, cool, superhero. Boom, God's skull gets crushed. You're like, oh, that just happened.
Yeah, like, and it just spirals into the darkest. Oh my God.
Yeah.
It goes from like the most positive, like, no one can get hurt. Oh, never mind. Oh my God. Oh,
superheroes can do that to people. Right?
I've seen this a lot of comparisons to The Boys. It's an animated
The Boys.
Version. The Boys. Yeah.
Not as creepy sexual.
No.
Much more violent.
Yeah. It's not like they're having
violent. It's The Boys gets.
I mean, I've seen all The Boys. The Boys has its violent moments, but The Boys has a lot more of like dark, sexual, creepy undertones.
Which it does. Apparently is The Boys is way more pulled back than the cartoon, the comic.
Oh, yes. The comics are gnarly. Dude.
I haven't read the comic. I've heard like
I've seen little snippets. I've seen screenshots of shit.
I've read all of them, dude. They're fucking gnarly. It's like they have to have special hookers because superhero cum shots kill regular women.
It's like
pew. Just yeah.
Oh, we can talk about this on our podcast.
What is it?
Jizzing in space.
Oh man,
is this an awkward pause? What brought that? Why were you
cum shots? Remember donut?
Yeah,
the free range podcast that never was released.
There's a free range American podcast that was never released to the public, and it was deleted. I think. They said they deleted it.
I'm pretty sure.
I just hope this is the first episode someone's showing their parents. I'm like, watch. Let's talk about nerd stuff. What about coming in space? Mom, don't worry about this. Let's skip to halfway through. So, yeah, who fucking superheroes just come through bitches? Mom, wait, let me fast forward more.
No, it's a good podcast. They're cool guys.
I promise. Oh, man. If this is the line, really? That's the line? The slogan for our podcast? What is it? It's like, guns, games, and guys. This is well under guys. Cum shots and men.
I'm going to just stop right there. Cum shots and dudes.
So what else?
Did you say in men?
Yeah.
shout out to Brian at X.
Cum shots and dudes.
Oh my!
So Eli's dual PC setup.
He just got a dual PC setup.
Yeah,
it's working good.
It plays the games nice.
It plays the games real fast.
That was this. Okay, so on a realistic, I don't know where I'm. Help.
Those cum burps, Emma.
Oh, come on.
So thick.
It's like milk. Oh, milk burps aren't the worst.
I know. That's why cum burps suck even more. It's like a phlegm. You ever been sick?
There is no recovery.
It makes you laugh harder than when a girl has a cum burp. live action Cowboy Bebop, isn't that in the making?
It is.
Wait, I think because the guy from Harold and Kumar, is it Harold and Kumar?
Yeah,
he's Kumar. The Asian dude from Harold and Kumar.
Wait, do you believe for
real? No, is it? Am I thinking of another Asian guy? Oh no,
we might have to cut this part because it's racist.
I got confused with you one time.
Who is it? Because one dude is playing Spike.
Yes.
I swear it's the same actor.
Who is it?
Hold on. Wait, the guy from Harold and Kumar is going to play Spike?
Not the. Wait, was there an Asian dude? The full Asian guy.
Harold. That's Harold.
Yeah, because his dad won.
Oh, yes, wait, never mind. I think it's the same guy.
He's playing Spike.
Yeah, John Cho, right?
It's right.
Is that not him? That's him, right?
He's playing Spike.
He's the one from Harold and Kumar, right? Wait.
Hold on, Harold guys. I might be racist. Hold on.
Harold and Kumar.
I knew it was that
John Cho. Guy. Cowboy Bebop.
He's gonna be Spike Spiegel.
Cowboy Bebop.
Who's playing Faye Valentine?
Who's playing?
You can't tell me that's not a bad match, though.
It's a terrible match. That's what I'm saying. I don't think he's.
What? You think that's not working?
I don't think he's a good Spike.
Really?
It has nothing to do with him being Asian either.
Oh, it's an anime. We might as well have an Asian actor in it.
I don't think he's gonna be a good Spike.
I agree. It should have been Brad Pitt.
Who do you think should?
Oh, I don't know. Who could? He's already Deadpool.
Isn't
though.
Spike Spiegel Asian?
Yeah, he is. Because he was in Yakuza, or the Triad. He was in one of the Asian.
It's an families. Anime. Of course, he's Asian.
Yeah, he's definitely Asian.
But Batty, you're over here like I should have been like Tom Pitt.
Tom
Pitt. Yeah, that guy.
Tom Cruise. I just mixed two of the whitest actors and made them into a superhero.
Oh, so you.
I am Tom Pitt.
So Spike should be white then, Eli. I see what you're saying.
He should be white. I just feel like it'd be. I don't think he's going to make a good Spike.
What was
Spike's a fucking badass.
He is a badass.
That's your actor. That's how a director. That's the point of a director, Batty. You get to be a badass.
We remember this. Now, when I don't think he'll be a good actor.
Okay, wait.
He really doesn't look Asian, though. You're right. Spike.
No, he doesn't. But, okay.
It's an anime. Like, I don't think you need, just because it's an anime that the actor needs to be fucking Asian to play in it. Like, I'm not saying like cool that he is, but like.
Here's a good example.
Have you heard of Asian hate lately, guys?
Oh my God.
As an Asian.
Well, hold on real quick.
No, who watched Better Call Saul?
I've only seen it.
Yes.
You seen it?
Yeah.
Did you guys watch Nobody yet?
Yeah, I watched it the other night.
It looks so good.
It's cool.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's fucking good, dude.
What did I watch? I think I actually watched the last episode of Invincible before I watched Nobody. I wanted to see that, though.
Dude. Nobody's fucking... That yeah. You get to see, it's like, oh, Better Call Saul. Because you don't see that dude as a badass.
Yeah.
Nope. And then, yeah, in that...
He goes John Wick. I'm feeling he goes John Wick.
It slowly leads into John Wick, though, which is funny.
And they don't... I love they don't give his fucking backstory much, other than, like, the people, when they know who he is, they quit.
They're like, nope.
They literally, people are like,
Okay. No spoil. I'm going to watch this when I get home.
That's the best part. It's not.
I'm going to watch it when I get home.
There's no spoilers because they don't tell his backstory. It's literally the person walks in. They're like, do research on this person. And she walks in. She's like, I know who it is. Nope. I quit. And leaves. And you're like, and then one dude just sees his little tattoo, just that little resemblance. And the dude's like, never mind. And leaves.
He's a badass.
Yeah. I'm gonna watch this movie. Okay.
It's really good.
It's fucking gold.
Okay, but for real, who is going to be Faye Valentine?
Oh, we didn't even look that up. Who's going to be Faye? Okay.
Has the...
Titties.
To Faye. The
personality.
Two personalities.
Massive fucking personality.
Soft. Amazing personality.
Natural personalities.
How many young men did Faye Valentine put into puberty? Just immediately. Oh, puberty.
Definitely me.
She's one.
Who the fuck is that? I don't even know who that is.
Her and Bulma were my last.
I don't know who this is.
Not Dragon Ball Z Bulma. Dragon Ball Bulma.
Do Dragon Ball Z Bulma?
Daniela and
early, I guess. I feel like later Dragon Ball Z, she was kind of like...
She got older, but Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball.
Yeah, Daniela Pineda?
I'm fine with it.
I don't know.
Let me see. What's her personality?
Guys, if you've never watched...
Doesn't look like she's got a big personality.
She doesn't have a big personality. No.
No, definitely not a big personality.
I don't know what she's in. Weird. I don't even know what she's in.
This is definitely falling into the guy portion of the podcast.
Yeah. We're talking about the...
We were talking about cum shots.
No, we weren't!
No.
Yeah. So if you're just tuning in after the cum portion of our podcast, we're talking about Cowboy Bebop. They're doing a live-action movie, which is like all of our... One of our favorite animes of all time. Yeah. We love Cowboy Bebop. I'm getting a sleeve of Cowboy Bebop next time when Will comes down here.
Draw us as Cowboy Bebop characters.
Ooh. Who are we gonna be though?
I mean, I'll be Faye. That's clear. I have the biggest personality.
Unfortunately, I hate that I'm the same age as Jet. But I have to be Jet. It hurts my soul so bad to know, like, I look at Jet still, I'm like, oh, that's an old motherfucker.
You're like the size of Sue,
and
though.
Then I'm like, nope, that's my age bracket right there. I'm literally Jet's age.
I'll be Ayn.
Oh, Ayn's a good one.
But you'd be Sue.
I love you as just
be Sue.
Sue, who the fuck's Sue? Listen here, Ed. Nerd.
Oh, wait. I'm thinking about Ed. Yeah, Ed's the girl boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'm thinking about Ed. I'll be Ed.
I thought you were the dog, which I admitted.
Yeah, I get them mixed up because they're best friends.
I was like, I would love you to be Ayn. It's just a little fucking corgi with your head and your mustache.
We're just petting you.
I was like, man, Donut went there. I'm fine with this story.
I'll do that too.
Yeah. Both.
Which one's Sue?
I was thinking of Ed. I don't know why. Where I got
dude, this is the worst anime. I'm the fucking weeb here, apparently. We got Ed. We thought it was fucking. And then we got Sue, which isn't even a name in fucking Cowboy Bebop.
Is Sue the trucker in that one episode?
Dude, Batty's just a fucking racist Batty over here with Asian names. I was going to be Chang. This is a character, right?
Chang?
Cho? Cho? So Cho or Chang? Was there a Sue in any of Cowboy Bebop that you just researched? Weird.
I don't know why. I'm thinking of Ed. I don't know why I thought Ed.
We both just fucked up Ed's name. Yeah, at least I named a character in the anime.
Fuck you.
Yeah. I know. I feel bad.
Fucking left. You named a golden girl. You got Blanche. I like Blanche. She's my favorite character. You're Cowboy Bebop.
There's a reason.
Blanche and Inuyasha, my favorite character.
I will explain the reason after the podcast. There is a reason. But it is not for this podcast.
Oh, god damn it.
Oh, man.
I can't wait for highlight clips one day when they start making this.
So Eli's dual piece.
Which I will say, okay, a big shout out to Batty for the build. And it went surprising. We built a PC and a dual stream on the same day in a few hours.
It was
with
like 3 hours.
No fucking hiccup.
Zero. Okay, the fan. The front BIOS. No.
No, you remember
wasn't BIOS. It wasn't your BIOS. It was drivers.
Yeah, the drivers USB. Yeah.
But I didn't know it came with a USB for your drivers. So the only hiccup we ran into was when we booted the PC and Windows was installed. His motherboard didn't come with any drivers pre-installed. Like, literally nothing.
Jesus, really?
Normally, there's a few so you can connect to the internet and download drivers and auto install shit. His it was a MSI.
Yeah, 590 gamer or something.
Came with a USB. You just had to plug it in, instantly installed all the drivers. Normally, you'll have some sort of CD or USB for drivers, but that's usually not like every. Never. Like I've never built a PC, and I built a lot of fucking computers where
mandatory.
There was nothing. It was like not a single, like trying to go into like his device manager and looking at drivers. And I'm just like looking and it's blank. It's like, can't find anything. I'm like, how is my mouse working right now?
It's the weirdest thing. It was like nothing. And then I found out why my computer is being so finicky with overclocking the RAM or XP, like XMP or anything.
You needed to just overclock your RAM, right?
No, it was, I had to update the BIOS I had to flash the BIOS and then do a brand new update. And now it's running fucking like fucking steamrolling.
But yeah, when we built it, I've never built a PC and set up a stream, a dual PC setup without like there being some sort of minor hiccup where we had to get something or fix something or change anything.
Yeah, that's rare. Cause like I've built so many PCs. There's always something dead. You get something fucking dead.
Literally, we were talking about RMA. We were like, so we're going to have to send something back.
Like, and everything worked. The dual setup went perfectly fine. Shit. The audio, video, everything.
Stream, out the gate. There was no problem. I hit stream and it was done.
That's awesome.
I was very surprised. I'm like, so somewhere, some poor guy had his brake lines cut, the red, the traffic lights gonna fall. Like somebody's gonna have a bad fucking day because Eli's went perfect.
He just took all the luck out of that one. Yeah. He sucked it all up.
Your neighbor's gonna have a meteor come down and crash through his fucking house.
Dude, dual PC setups are no joke too, because you and I spent hours setting mine up too. Yeah. It's hard.
Your
hard.
Audio was super fucky.
It was fucked for days. Yep. And like a couple streams, and we had to like mess around with it. So for you to just have it like stream, that's awesome.
Literally, Batty was like, "Wait, no, I think it's done." He was like, "No, okay, yeah, this is."
It just worked.
And then I was like, stream. And then it was like, good. Everyone was like, holy fuck, these frames per second, everything. And I was like, yo, this is fucking baller. Oh my God. The only issue, which I found out like a couple days ago, was the RGB fans for the fucking.
Yeah, his case came with a weird set of RGB fans, like the case panel fans.
Which is the dumbest thing. So you have the three fans in front and they do their color tones, whatever. You get to set it. And there's a plug that says DRPG. DRGB on there's one that's the it's top
a
and weird the bottom.
Plug. I haven't a very unusual type of connector, which there, isn't part of normal stuff.
And there's a male and a female.
Mm-hmm.
And
what?
And it was like the natural. There's only a male and a female. I was like, and then I was like, oh, the fans work. There's just no color to it. Like, period.
Oh God.
I go days later. I go. I'm like, why don't my fucking lights work? This is weird. I go in and I Google. This specific case, why don't these fans work? The response is, yeah, so those plugs that you plug together, unplug them and it will work. Work perfect. I was like,
they weren't like normal 3 or 4 pin fan connectors.
Who figured that out?
A fan controller. It was the type of plug I've never seen in a PC build. And there was a male and a female for the case.
Why the fuck wouldn't these go together when they go together and then they don't work.
Fans worked, but the RGBs didn't work on the fans. So it was like.
But you unplug them, everything works perfect. I was like, what the fuck are the purpose?
Can we talk about the fun thing that happened when we were setting up all your drivers on your PC? So me and Eli were setting up all the drivers on his PC. And Eli's just playing with his case because it's a new case.
Oh, yep, never mind. I know what's going on.
And he was like, man, why don't these lights work? And he's just pushing all the little light buttons on the front of the PC. And he's like, what about this one? Hits it. I was on the PC, just shuts off. I'm like, it's... Something went wrong, Eli. And I look over and he's just like...
Found the reset button.
Middle of all his driver installs, he found the reset button on his case. His case buttons aren't like actual buttons you'd click. They're like touch sensitive panels.
Really?
It's a weird fucking case, man. I don't know.
It's so fast though.
Yeah,
Tarkov's at 170 frames a second at fucking 1440p. I'm like, yeah,
dude.
The good stuff. And I have that brightness really high so I can see in dark spaces.
Fuck, that's what you need, man. Dude, going from, like, I put it off for so long going to a dual PC streaming setup, and for like a professional streamer, it's night and day. It's so nice.
If you can do it, make the change. I cannot stress it enough. And that doesn't mean use like a shitty backup garbage PC as your stream PC or your gaming PC. If you're going to be a full-time streamer, you honestly should really look into doing a dual PC setup. It is, your stream just gets better.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
If you are making money off of Twitch at a lower end, all that money should go back into the business. That business is a fucking dual PC or whatever is making your stream better.
Yep.
Via audio, I think audio is the first one. Yeah.
Audio will always be number one.
Video comes second. Find something that's not a webcam. Webcams look like garbage.
If you have to use a webcam, get a Logitech Brio. It is a unbelievably good webcam. It's USB 3.0, but it also has an ultra wide lens. It's can capture in 2K, 4K. It captures at 60 frames as well. It is as good as a webcam as you're gonna get. But I will say, get a fucking mirrorless camera, something that you can actually use, whether it's a Sony 6400, Sony 6000 series. If you want to use a real camera, a fucking Blackmagic.
Yeah. Batty, every time he sees...
Dude, I hate it. I hate it.
Because we use Blackmagics.
Yeah, you both have Blackmagics. Every time I sit down at your PC or when I was at his setting his up, I'm just looking at it like...
You just see yourself in that
look. I look so good!
Like, fuck, right? Man. I'm like,
I don't look that good in real life, man.
That's the lighting and everything. That's why I have my lighting this set up, so I look really... Then I can change that, make myself look like butthole real quick. And that's one we do like on. Butthole. Oh, thank you, girl. Oh, my God. I do that on stream where I make the lighting bad. I'm like, this is why lighting's so important. Because people are like, why do you need a front light? And I'm like, no, I don't fucking need it. You're telling, I do this for a living. I know how to fucking light a scene. I was like, here's what lighting does. And I just changed the lighting. And then I turned it, I'm like, this is what this looks like. And they're like, oh, that looks really bad. I'm like, yes, you want the fucking soft shadow here, hard light here. There's a fucking science to this.
I don't fucking care about lighting, but audio. Audio is so important.
Yes, but
right here.
Listen to this.
Yes. Yeah, the whole thing.
We're talking about cum again.
You listen to Eli's audio, you listen to Cody's audio, whether it's on your YouTube channel or your stream or...
This is what we use, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
The shirt. What is it?
SM7B.
SM7Bs.
Yep. They are dynamic mics and they are absolutely fucking amazing. Even the cool thing about them is you can tune these mics so well to your specific voice. Like, I'm able to talk, specifically on my stream. On these ones, they're not as fine-tuned because it's for a podcast and it's not as
big. Until we get all this stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Like, when I stream, my mic is tuned so well to my voice. I can whisper into it and I can scream into it as loud as I can without peaking, without using any compression. I use zero, if you don't know what compression is in audio, it kind of normalizes your voice. So your highs get lower, your lows get higher. So you have that almost I don't want to say monotone, but it makes it so you sound
good,
normal and good. But I fucking hate compression because I feel like it pulls all of the emotion out of your voice. And if you're a very loud person like I am, I'm very animated, my voice shows that and you lose that with a lot of compression. So I try to steer people away from compression. But if you tune these mics, you can do so. You take your level as a streamer from fucking looking like an entry level guy, like every other fucking person on this platform, whether it's Twitch.
Welcome to your podcast, guys. It's really good. Hey guys, welcome. Thank you, fucking party streams for this.
You're like, oh my God, I won't.
Your video can suck ass. Your stream can be laggy and skippy. Your games can play poorly, but if your audio is good, people will listen to you. If your audio is awful, if you're peaking, if you're using a headset mic, if you're cutting in and out because you don't know how to set noise gates properly, you're not trying hard enough to be a streamer.
I won't give you a raid. If I'm doing new people because I love raiding new people, I don't give a fucking raid. If you're I'm like, okay, let's check this person. And it's like, if their audio sucks dick or they're not responding to chat, especially when I raid new people and there's three people and they're just, or they have no personality. Where I'm like, yo, what's up? Because I go in there, I'm like, hey, and they're like, what's up?
Show me your boobies. And they're like, what?
Maybe I don't say that. yo, give me a fucking, I'll say dance or something stupid, just have fun. And they're like, oh, I don't do that stuff. I'm like,
do you want to stream?
Me and the other two people in this chat want to watch you dance real quick. And then I will give you all my viewership really fast if you just be cool. Have fun.
Have fun.
No one wants to watch a fucking boring ass stream, period.
And before I get the comment that says, well, Shure SM7Bs are expensive, you don't need a Shure SM7B to have good audio. I started with a Blue Yeti.
Same.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
A Yeti is a USB mic. They also make XLR versions, but... is it a good mic? No. Kings is going to freak out because I even mentioned the Yeti. But it is a great entry-level mic, and you can still tune it to your voice, and you can still set filters. You can still... the fuck was that?
Squirt's killing something outside right now.
It's like, I thought somebody
Squirt
farted.
Squirt just threw a head against the window.
Yeah, it's the blood trail
going
down.
You can tune all this stuff to sound good and take your game up a fucking level, man. Audio is so important. If you're not finishing your stream and sitting down and listening to yourself, play back your fucking recording, play back your VOD. As much as we all hate listening to ourselves, because we all hate our own voices, it's naturally just a thing. Listen to your own VOD. If you can't listen to yourself for 10 fucking minutes, how the fuck do you expect anybody else to listen to you?
True.
It's why editing my own content, I'm sure all of you have the same thing. When doing comedic beats or how we do what shit Texans don't say. When we sit down, I know the facial expressions I need to do. I know all of that because I know my beats. I know everything going into that for what I do because I've edited and filmed so much fucking content. And I know with my actors, hey, I need this exact emotion, this exact facial reaction for this beat, and then hold and go. done. That's what you need as a podcast. I mean, everything. Like, you're just looking at a content creator with Donut doing yours. Like, you're stylistically, I know there's cuts in your content, but at the end of the day, you still have a very good format. And you're like, okay, you probably go through it and it takes you, an hour to edit, 2 hours?
Yeah. And
how long did it take you to when you first started editing videos?
Took forever, man. I went on the Humble Bundle, and everyone laughs at me because I use Sony Vegas to edit. But the Humble Bundle had Sony Vegas on there for $1, and I was fucking broke, and I was like, well, it's editing software, I'm gonna buy it. And I've used that for the past 5 years for all 600 videos on my channel, and I'm so fast with it, and I have the hotkeys down and everything.
That's what I learned to edit. I learned to edit in Vegas before I learned a little bit into Premiere, but I know Vegas because, again, it was way easier to pirate Vegas than Photoshop.
I think I've had an editor do like 2 out of 500 of my videos, because a lot of the jokes and, like you're saying, the comedic beats come in post.
You know yours. Yeah. Holy shit. Mm-hmm.
And you're fucking faster at it. It's such a weird world. Like, it's always like Matt Gallagher, do the edits for the main content for our shit. Because we know, or like Gallagher will do a rough, and then we go down and we're like, okay, let's add this, take away that, let's change that. And then it's those finessing the other beats. And they're like, okay, now this is a solid piece. Let's fucking call it right there.
Yeah.
But it is.
It is really hard to find an editor or somebody to understand your humor perfectly. Party. Or to like, to understand, because we know what we're joking about. We know what we're talking about. We know when there's that pause, or when we want to let something sit and hang for a minute, or when we need to just move on.
Yeah.
We understand that. And it's really hard as a content creator to hand over those reins to somebody, whether it's on a YouTube channel or my stream, like looking to edit old stream stuff. Like, I fucking hate that thought, because what if it's not done right, and then you're like, I don't want to do it.
You work with only a handful of people that I'm like, I trust with pieces of content. Mm-hmm. Like, I know this person can film this. I know this person can edit this. Audio design, I know this person can do that. It took 11 years to get there, where I'm like, here's 3 people I can trust to do this style of content.
I mean, that's part of being a content creator, though. Like, there's a reason our formulas work in the way they do, because of our shitty, weird, fucked up brains. And it's like, honestly, like, you know your content so well to take that and be like, somebody else,
hold my
baby. Hold the thing that has made me me. Fuck, dude. Like, I applaud others that can let people really take over something like that. There's a reason I don't use my YouTube channel for fuck anymore, because I just don't like how I appear on YouTube, and I haven't found, and like, I don't have the time to do it because I'm a piece of shit. And so, like, trying to be like, what kind of content do you make? Like, you're busy as fuck, Cody. Like, how the fuck have you not found an editor? But at the same time, I realize, like, that'd be you handing your baby over to somebody to edit.
Plus, you're so fast at it. Now you're like me, where it's like, I can do something in an hour. VFX, like, out editing or VFX, whatever, I know I can spend like 2 hours, and unfortunately, if I hand this off, it's going to be like a 40-hour project at this point for other individuals, and then there's back and forth. I'm like,
yeah, I need to put some of my like unedited footage up, because the way I do things is kind of weird. I go off of my audio cues when I'm looking at like the audio bar on editing.
Yeah.
So I'll like do a good line, and I'll
audio's
be like,
a really good master.
Instead of like clapping or something, so it's like. Every once in a while, I'm like, this. Oh, that was a good line. Ah! And then I could see that spike on the audio.
I like that one.
Ah!
It's going to be my new thing.
So from now on, we're not clapping. We're just screeching. Ah! Into the mic.
Wrong. You guys are now my autistic child. This is great. I'm like, Ryan, you're happy. He's like, fuck yeah, Dad. I was like, hell yeah, bro. High five.
Jesus,
dude,
man.
He just side real quick story. He knows I can do VFX now, explosions.
Yeah.
So I just got a video from him.
He's been kind of getting into editing. Your son's been getting into editing a little
filming,
bit.
Filming, lots of filming.
Okay, yeah. That's what it is, yeah.
But his mom was like, oh, Ryden wants you to do a video because he knows you can make stuff explode. He's now sending you a video to make the buildings explode. So he's like, are you filming, mommy? She's like, yeah. So he has like the Eiffel Tower and all these. He's like, they fly up and she tracked. And he's like, and he has audio playing because he matches what he needs with background music. So
yeah, he'll
play. So it's like you hear the rockets going in the background and then like the explosion. He's like, and he slams together and then like they fall and then boom. And he's like, okay, daddy, make those explode when they hit. Bye. I was like, you piece of shit. Now you want me to do this for free? You know how tired this takes.
Are you going to charge your son?
Yeah. He's getting an invoice. $10.99. Make sure he does his taxes.
Dear God, man. Holy shit.
Oh, I love him so much.
What a rabbit hole that was. Holy shit. Yeah, so Scott almost died.
And Scott, who is Scott?
Yeah, Eli, who is Scott?
Scott is
Kentucky Ballistics.
Yeah, I didn't know who Scott was.
I don't know names. I met him a handful of times. I was like,
hey, our good friend.
Yeah.
Who just like almost Kentucky died. Ballistics.
I was like, oh, yeah, that's definitely. Because I don't call it, like, even you still, I'm like, donut.
Yeah.
Fucking Willer came in my stream last night and he was like, Steph said this. I was like, who the fuck's Steph? And he's like, clean, Eli. And I was like, oh, yeah, clean.
Stefan. Oh, it's weird having internet names and then real people names.
Yeah. Oh, our curse to bear. I'm used to donut now. But Kentucky Ballistics.
Yeah.
We're going to make it a point to talk about this and extend this this podcast a little bit longer. He hit us up a couple weeks ago and was like,
it wasn't even him. It was his.
It
was his family, wasn't it?
His family. Well, I have a friend who is a trooper in the area where Scott used to be a patrol officer, and they hit me up and they were like, "Hey, Scott's in bad condition. This is what I think happened," and it was pretty spot on. He was shooting his Serbu.
His Serbu RN50 or NG50? I don't remember.
It was a 50 caliber
rifle.
A breech action single shot 50, not a bolt gun, not a semi-auto. It was like a screw cap. It's a
weird gun.
It's a weird type of 50, yeah.
Because you break it in half, and then you put the bullet in, and then you screw this cap on, and then you bring it back.
And then you bring the
how much
like the brake.
How much are one of those?
Like $2,000.
So it's a poor man's 50. Go on.
Kind of.
Owie.
One shot.
when you say you have to screw on a cap for a 50 cal, that's when I'm like, oh, this is
definitely can't be like a military
50 cal.
Yeah, you can see it like a sniper in combat being like.
He bought this at wish.com.
It's a wish.com
Baron.
Yeah. But he was shooting slap rounds out of it, which are armor piercing rounds.
They're
Sabo light armor penetrating tracers, slap tees.
Yeah, can go through shit.
They haven't been made in
a long time.
A long time. So, and because of that, they just pass down hand to hand, owner to owner.
Yeah, you don't buy this ammo from Dick's. You don't buy this ammo at any regular gun store or one of your normal ammo online stores. You have to buy this shit special from certain people because it's just not made anymore. All the ammo's old. It's like it's surplus, hand loaded. It's just not common shit. But it's very special ammo because it's a very special type of armor-penetrating ammo. It is like a little super fucking insane tiny round sitting in like a Sabo, a holder of the Sabo.
Yeah.
It means it's lighter than a regular 50 round, which means they go super fucking fast. And we all know how we beat armor. You go fast. That's why they're armor-penetrators. And they usually have a slightly lower gunpowder yield than like a regular 50 cal shell. Yes. Regular 50 cal shell is like 660 grains. It's got a big, fat, heavy bullet. A Sabo can have a lighter grain count, but shoot faster because it's a much lighter projectile. So it looked like Scott, Kentucky Ballistics, got a very hot, like an unbelievably hot round. Being a lighter grain count means that shell's got a lot of empty space in it. And it looks like somebody
loaded the
there can also be chemical degradation to how gunpowder sits depending on how it's stored. So a little of column A, a little column B, a hot round with some chemical degradation means that round fucking it was a stick of dynamite sitting in his gun.
Yeah, And he shot like two, I think it was two or three rounds out at first.
He was four, yeah. Yeah, they were all fucked up.
Yeah, they were doing weird stuff the whole time, and he was shooting at a fire hydrant, and the rounds were going through it. It was crazy.
But some were hitting light, as you were saying, and then
yeah, some were hitting light, some were going flashes. Through, some were shooting off. Like he had one go like I think he said like far right to the side.
Yeah, it was like a foot and a half, 2 feet right or some shit. But either way, like the rounds were acting real fucky. It looked like some rounds were real light on powder, some rounds were real heavy on powder, and that last one, which was fucked up, because he's like, we're gonna shoot this one more time.
Yeah.
And goddamn that one more time, man.
Oof. So he talked to the manufacturer of the Serbu, the president or the creator or whatever it was.
I think it's Mark Serbu, yeah. He sent him a special barrel to shoot slap rounds, because you can't shoot slap rounds out of most 50s. Like, the Barrett I own, the Barrett that like Matt owns, you do not shoot slap rounds out of a Barrett.
Yeah.
Because it's a smaller projectile with the muzzle brake, that round doesn't... They do some fucky shit. You need a special barrel to shoot slap rounds.
Yeah, and it was it 5,500 or 55,000 PSI? 55,000 PSI. That's what it was supposed to be. And then it ended up being like 85,000. He explains it in a video. He made like a 15 or 20 minute video about it.
I'll link the video to Scott's.
Yeah, it's an excellent video where he explains everything. But the cap we were talking about, you screw on sheer... Yeah,
85,000, which means it was well over 85,000 PSI.
It sheared the fucking...
The threads. It sheared the threads off and hit him in the face. That cap did. Orbital. Broke his orbital in three places.
And his nose.
And some shrapnel hit him in the throat, severed his jugular. And then
went and entered his lung, because that's why his lung collapsed. So he had pneumothorax. Because it collapsed the lung. And you're like, holy fuck.
And like his dad is the one that helps him film. So if his dad wasn't there, we wouldn't have Scott with us.
The amount of videos he films on his own.
Yeah.
He just did this one.
And his dad was like, hey, this is what's going on. And his dad was initially stopped it. And he's like, you have to put your thumb there. And like Scott wrapped it and then fucking threw it.
So basically Scott, he had a tear in his jugular vein, which it's the big one. When that's cut, you die. That's it. You don't really live. You die. He had a smaller laceration to his jugular, and he wrapped his thumb in his shirt and shoved his thumb into his own neck. And again, I'll link this video below. Watch it. It's legitimately the front of his fucking throat. His thumb was buried in that shit.
Yeah.
To help plug said hole.
Crazy stuff. And then he said he did that, and then he like bared down to try and hold the...
Hold his blood in.
And that's why reloads, like going first, it's like reloads are terrifying at any level, because you're trusting another individual
to reload yourself. But
yeah. To hopefully get this right. But when you're at the deal of a 50 cal where you're like 660 grains.
That's a lot of gunpowder.
As Batty said, it's like a fucking stick of dynamite you're fucking with. Like, and it will just shred metal, explode. Think of a black cat. Now you're like, oh, this is a fuck ton of black cats. It's a stick.
Here's a firecracker in a toilet and watch it break the porcelain. Yeah, that's your body now.
Yeah. And it's so crazy too. It was so like overpressurized. He talks about it in his video, is like that part went back and hit him everywhere. And then the 30-pound, 20-pound barrel went shoom and just shot off.
Launched that fucking thing.
Gone. And then he got like super lucky, because it was, again, dad was there putting his fucking thumb in there. If you're like anyone, you can't tourniquet a neck, as he says in the video. And for the most part, tourniquets are supposed to hurt and feel terrible. And then on top of that, if you have a bleeding wound, arterial or just like a vein, you have to pat gauze. That's what people don't understand. It's like
stuff that wound.
You
man.
Just keep stuffing it until it stops. Like, and it's gonna be fucking painful.
You're tearing that wound open. Doesn't matter. You need to make that shit stop bleeding. And arterial bleeding is very, very.
You die in 30 seconds.
Scott made it like a long time without dying.
Yeah. He, the average dude, has like 8 units of blood, and he lost 6.
I think it was eight, and he lost six.
Yeah, Scott was like right there teetering on the edge. And
yeah,
I said this. I did like a big breakdown review of this one when I was live the other day when it finally released the video, and it's like, as fucked up as it to say, it happened to Scott. It sucks that it happened to our friend. Any other person just would have died. It was bound to happen. Dude, well, that ammo would have gone to somebody. If it didn't go to Scott, somebody would have died.
It's bound to happen, and unfortunately, because like with that style of content, you're like, yeah, reloads, like, hey-ya, and then fucking that happens, and you're like, oh, yep, this is, you're playing with sticks of dynamite at the end of the day, this could end really bad really quickly, and Scott was just,
dude,
that Andy, ball was built different.
Yeah, Andy called it on video, so if you, like Batty said, we're going to put it in the description below, it shows him shooting it, and the gun just, it's crazy.
I mean, like, one of the pieces of metal went through the edge of his head.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was a centimeter from having a piece of this gun, like a half-inch piece of steel through his skull. And it just happened to be like, nope, just your hat.
Yeah.
Like, what the... He had one go through his neck into his lung, another one through his hat. He had a cap, a fucking two-inch cap of steel hit him in the face. Yo, that motherfucker's tough.
It's got stuff.
And he's still going to make content. I was like talking to him. I was like, keep crushing, man. Like, that's a. I mean, at least you're making good AdSense off of that video.
Yeah, it's doing good. Yeah. It's got like 6 million views.
It was over five, I think. At least he's
doing
it.
It's doing good. But like this week, me, Demolition Ranch, and Brandon Herrera, we're going to be putting content on Scott's channel. We're rotating out. So I'm going to do. So I'm doing my style of video for him.
You'll see my.
You'll see Eli on there.
My piece, my skit style inserted. In
yeah, you're going to see Brandon's style video on Scott's channel, and then you're going to see Demolition Ranch style on Scott's channel. Awesome. Just to keep his revenue coming in and to keep the algorithm happy, because if you don't post often on YouTube, the algorithm goes and it just drops. Angry. It gets angry algorithm. We don't like angry algorithm. Right. I haven't figured that out yet because I post like once every 2 weeks now.
You are a roller coaster.
money. Oh, John can't eat this month.
We're gonna take a small break. Oh, I can't wait for it. Yeah. It's going to be good content. When are you filming yours?
I was hoping to do mine either tomorrow or Tuesday. So
let's figure it out.
Yeah, let's figure it out, buddy. Batty, please be in my video because it's going to be good.
I don't really do YouTube, so like I am in all my friends' YouTube videos. I'm not in my own.
Hi, I'm Eli.
Eli, how many years of vlogs do you have stored up now?
Five, six.
Since 2019.
Yeah. I have like six solid vlogs, and I want to get the other one I'm working on right
Eli,
now.
Eli, you have been...
Release your vlogs.
2019.
Release your vlogs.
I'm going to put these up after I'm 60. And
like, Eli, you've changed so young. Homes. Your first vlog was in your other house.
I've changed relationships.
Haven't we all? On that note, thank you for watching. Go listen to us, follow us, comment, Podbean, Castro, Spotify, Apple.
Eli, what?
Darn operator, Eli, Batty Streams.
Batty Streams. Oh, Scott's shirt.
I'm going to link Scott. Yeah, Scott's got awesome shirts. It's got a thumb and it says, put a thumb in it.
Check his YouTube out. Batty will link, Pineapple will put a link or a video description.
One of us is going to do everything.
And then check us out on Grindr. For cum throat.
Brian.